And tapas every evening, lunch on Fridays and Saturdays from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and a Sunday brunch. Registration is available for emails on news, menu changes, and upcoming special events.
Some sprinkles later today and into this evening, and then sunny tomorrow. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will have details on the weather in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois Senate Republican leader Frank Watson has suffered a minor stroke. A spokeswoman for Watson, Patty Hsu, said last night that Watson has been hospitalized since Friday afternoon in St. Louis. His condition is listed as satisfactory. Hsu said Watson started to feel ill while he was campaigning for GOP Senate candidate Ken Brzezinski in Benton. Watson represents the state's 51st district in the southern Illinois city of Greenville. Hsu says doctors consider the stroke very minor, and Watson is expected to make a full recovery. She said the 63-year-old senator remained in the St. Louis hospital yesterday and was undergoing assessments. Watson is a pharmacist. He's been a member of the Illinois Senate since 1982. A unique meeting of three governmental bodies tonight in Champaign marks one of the first discussions of a plan to add classroom space to the city's north side. The Champaign School District has promised to add new so-called strands of classes north of University Avenue as part of its consent decree over racial equity in education. Tonight, Unit 4 explains the details of its plan with the school board, the Champaign Park District, and the city council in attendance. The meeting is at 7 o'clock at the Champaign Public Library. The initial plan calls for a brand new and larger Booker T. Washington School, as well as a new wing at Garden Hills School. Supporters of changing how Illinois funds the schools are pessimistic about their chances. Sean Crawford has more.
Democrat Mike Smith chairs the Illinois House Education Committee. His panel just wrapped up a series of school funding hearings. Smith is an advocate for what's become known as a tax swap, where the income tax would go up while residents get some property tax relief. The plan would provide a windfall for schools and some say would make education more equitable in Illinois. But Smith says for now it's a long shot.
It really is going to take, I think, some real serious leadership from our legislative leaders, but also from the governor. And so far, you know, of course, the governor said he wouldn't support anything like that. So I think that's going to continue to be difficult to get that accomplished.
The Illinois House okayed a similar plan more than a decade ago, but that's as far as it's ever moved. Smith says the recent round of hearings offered no new approaches to paying for schools. I'm Sean Crawford.
Advocates of autism really help are pressing for state laws to follow the lead of Indiana and require health insurers to cover intensive and costly behavior therapy for autism. 2 years ago, Indiana's state insurance commissioner issued a bulletin spelling out exactly what was expected of insurers. Since then, six states passed laws requiring such coverage, costing in some cases up to $50,000 a year per child. The powerful advocacy group Autism Speaks has endorsed bills in three states and is targeting at least 10 more next year. Other states, including Illinois, have similar bills in the works but aren't working directly with Autism Speaks. For lawmakers, voting against the measures means voting against parents who are struggling to do the best for their children. Parents tell moving stories about how behavior therapy works better than anything they've tried. The president of Western Illinois University is getting a pay hike of a little more than 6%. Rich Egger reports.
The raise will bring L. Goldfarb's salary to $270,000. Board of Trustees Chairman Stephen Nelson says Goldfarb has been active in the community, both in Macomb and in the Quad Cities. He's also been active with alumni across the country and around the world.
You know, it's just all sorts of things that he does over and above what we think being a university president is, and based upon.
Nelson hopes Goldfarb will remain Western's president for many years to come. Goldfarb says he will not accept anything above the 3.5% raise given to Western's other employees. He'll donate the difference to the campus community. Rich Egger reporting.
Farmers in Illinois and Indiana are being squeezed by high fertilizer prices, while the value of their grain crops declines amid the global economic crisis. Agricultural economists tell the Journal-Gazette of Fort Wayne, Indiana, that more farmers planted grain last year because grain prices were high. That meant more farmers were competing for limited fertilizer supplies, and some prices doubled. But corn and soybean futures prices have dropped since June, and some farmers could cut back on fertilizer use next year if grain prices don't increase. Although high fertilizer prices are frustrating, soil testing and other services are helping farmers control costs and minimize the use of fertilizer. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WIL on weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden. Serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959, Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
30 calls in, 20 to go this hour to keep on track. That'll put us at 50, Ed Kieser, and then we only have 20 to go next hour. And when we get those 20 next hour, we will have 70, and then we will have that $1,000 challenge from Carpet Weavers Met. So call 217-244-9455 or log on to willpledge.org and help us do that. And you'll help to support things like the in-depth weather that you get only here on AM 580. And Ed has been here for over 20 years now, putting together this weather service and executing it for you excellently, professionally. And he's here with us right now. Morning, Ed.
Good morning. Yeah, actually, more than 21.
Wow. More than 21 years.
It goes. Time just flies.
Yeah. I've just, you know, been in amazement over that.